Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sithi enkosi bawo uliqhawe lezulu uyinkosi yamakhosi singena ngale inkoma ezintathu kulesi sigaba sesibili sohlelo sijula ngezwi sindawonye ke kuze kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock. Ngiyakubingelela uma usanda kuvulela umsakazo, sikhona kuwo wonke ama platform ungangena ku AM657 ungangena ku DSTV audio book K882 noma ulalele ku Open View channel 607 online siku Radio Pulpit app ungayi downloader ku your smartphone noma ungene ku website engu www.radiopulpit.co.za. ngaphambi ke kuka mfundiso Andile Majola ngikuthathela Donnie McClacken ethi create in me a clean heart wasibusisa nohle Ntombela ethi you are the worthy one. Linganyakazi Phondo sisesenguyo umngani futhi singumsizi yasilanga zonke ikhathi. Njoba ngithembisile ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngine ngxoxo nomculi. Yeah, hlabelela umculo okholo uyazi ukuthi like has a compromise gospel music all the way ngaso sonke isikhathi. Uyawuvulela umsakazo ngo 12 o'clock midnight uzozwa nje sidumisa sipraise siworship. So kwamanje ke sinaye la uSis Helen Vocal. Helen, sawubona.
Sawubona manje.
Ngiyaphila wena njani?
Nami ngiyaphila.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ube nathi usjoine kulolu hlelo and you know kumnandi ukuzwa abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu bakhuluma ngobuhle bakaNkuluNkulu ngoba ula ukhona kwamanje uyazi nawe ngithi
it's only by God's grace.
Amen. Amen. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Hi, dumelang ba mamedi ba Radio Pulpit. This is Helen Vocal. Ke dibedisa ke kiri ke a lerata ka ofela Limpopo, KZN, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, Gauteng, like all nine provinces. I'm saying hello. Hello.
Okay, Helen sizoxoxisana nawe ne emveni kwalokho ithi ngithathe nje i break encane.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenana o la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjwe la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Choose love.
Yasimzwile la uSis Helen Vocal sizohlala naye kule mizuzu embalwa angithi nje kuze kuyoshaya u 4 o'clock. Njoba ngichazile ngithi ungumculi womculo okholo kanti ke uzositshela kabanzi ukuthi mhlamba akekho kuphela emculweni kunezinye futhi izinto azenzayo. Sis Helen, mhlambe ke asiqale ngo Helen ne?
Yes.
Osakhula. Mm. Khona manje siyambona usisomuhle uyakwazi ukuyinakekela uneyinwele ezi blonde. You know?
Inwele lokho
siyakubona. Yeah, kodwa kunalo Helen omncane okhulayo.
Yes.
Mhlambe uqale lapho ke usitshele ngayo ukhulele kuphi, ukhule kanjani?
Well Helen, I'm the 10th child at home. Itaithe. Karolo ya lesome, and I am I grew up from this forgotten place is called Lasterhoop. I don't know who was naming our village Lasterhoop, like last hope. Mm. But that's where I grew from, and from a family of 10 kids, being the last born, and me being birthed, it was like when my mom was pregnant with me, mm-hmm. they told her that it was ectopic pregnancy, then she must terminate and all that. Mm. But I remember when they tell me and mama saying, you know, you having a father that you have. My father is a man with a stubborn faith. Are no ways, we are not terminating. Mm. And they told her and my father that your wife will die. And my father said, okay, if she dies, it will be the will of God.
Yeah.
But we are continuing with the pregnancy.
Mm.
The pregnancy continued. My mom gave birth. I was born, the 10th child, and here am I today. And growing up, I remember when I was doing standard one in primary school.
Mm.
The other night I slept, and when I woke up, I couldn't move my legs. My legs were swollen. I couldn't feel my legs, nothing. I remember I was crying. My mom saying, wake up, you're going to be late for school. And I'm like, I can't feel my legs. And then they thought I'm joking. I didn't want to go to school. I'm being naughty. They beat me up. They said, and I said, pull the blankets.
Mm.
My legs were as big as elephant feet.
Sure.
And my mom was like, what is happening? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't feel my legs. They will carry me to the bathroom back. They will bath me and all those things. I slept at a hospital called Mankweng Hospital for 2 months.
Mm.
They did the test. They said, there's nothing wrong with this child. The blood test came normal. They did the biopsy. Everything came back normal.
Mm.
So now my father said, discharge my child because all you are doing is feed her up. And I can do that. I can feed her at home. I wasn't receiving any medication or any treatment of any sort. Then they said, no, old man, we are still trying to get specialists to come and check her.
Mm.
I remember the other night I was just sleeping and I cried saying, God, can you heal me? Just heal me. What have I done? Heal me.
Yeah.
And the following day, early hours, I had a dream. I was playing around in the playroom of the hospital where I was taken to and fro with a wheelchair. And I saw myself playing, walking now in the very same playroom of the hospital.
Wow.
That's when I was like, Helen, when are you going to be able to walk? A voice came to me saying, stand up and walk, you are healed.
So, ngaleso sikhathi, or how old?
I was 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And something said, stand up and walk, you are healed. Stand up and walk. Then I started feeling cramps. First time after full 2 months not feeling my legs. Then I screamed. It was around 6 a.m. Then now people, doctors and nurses came running. They were like, what is happening? I'm like, I'm having cramps. And there was this voice now coming stronger and stronger, saying, stand up and walk. You are healed.
Wow.
I stood up and others wanted to stop me. And it was like people are watching a movie.
Yeah.
Then they're like, no, stop her.
Mm.
Let her walk. We want to see what is happening.
Yeah.
I stood up. I walked leaning on the wall. I walked and coming back, I let go of the wall and I walked. And that was the day of my healing. No medication, no operation, no treatment.
Till manje.
Till manje.
Wow.
I'm walking in the stilettos and say, yes, Satan is on your tail. So that's when that I saw the grace of God. Yeah. I saw a miracle working God. I saw in my life that when we say God, he's a miracle working God. I saw that with my two naked eyes. And I remember when my brother came to see me, he didn't find me on my bed. He started crying, thinking that I was dead. Maybe they got rid of the cops. They still want to call the family. And when he started to cry and say, they said, oh, wait. We will show you where she is. And he fainted when he saw me running, walking. It was like, no, this can't be. What did they do? Did they do an operation or what? I said, yeah. No. God came through for me. He healed me.
Sure. So, singasho nje ukuthi u Helen is a miracle baby.
I'm a miracle baby. I remember my father saying to me that, you know, my child, looking at you, I just see God's miracles.
Yeah.
From from my mom being pregnant, me being birthed, until that time when I just got sick out of the blue, then God healing me without any treatment that I was getting in the hospital. And there I went to high school and I studied. By the grace of God, I just managed to get flying colors with my matric because I had nobody to take me to tertiary. I just knew that, I have to make sure Uti I get the best results so that I can apply for bursaries because I just didn't see myself staying in that village where they say this is last hope.
Yeah.
I said I want to bring hope in this village. other kids should see me. And as now I'm having an organization of Rise Village Child, because I am a village child who rose from a hopeless environment, from a hopeless place. But look at me today.
So nenzani lapho ku organization.
That's why I'm encouraging the village kids, and even I'm running. I go to the schools and get kids who are child headed. They don't have a school uniform. They don't have shoes. So that's where I just come in and try to buy from my own pocket. I haven't applied for any sponsorship or whatsoever, but is the plan that in the future, because I want to make it huge for the kids of my village.
Wow, umsebenzi omuhle loyo owenzayo, Helen. You know, into engirealizile ne, angazi ukuthi mhlawumbe izozwakala kahle yini, but most of the time ngikhuluma nabantu baseLimpopo. Niphuma kuma big families.
Yes.
Like you say, kuthi khona ma 10 ekhaya. Wow.
We are 10 at home. You know, back in the I believe that back in the days, our mothers were just like to be there to make sure that the family, if family are cool, we are born. Like, but ora me sakare ke go bele. Shuntu go ni shele lapali. Unyetwe. You understand?
Yeah.
But unfortunately these days we are ladies, we have careers, we have all that. So sometimes when you think of like having many kids, you think like, yeah, it's delaying my career or whatsoever. But we come from big families. That's what our parents believe, that having more children, even though there was no money, there was struggling, but look at us, they managed to raise us. Here we are today. But today we complain, oh, yo, there's no money. How can I have three kids? How am I going to support them?
But anyway, I understand the cost of living is too high.
It's extremely
each
hard.
And every day, you know, dilodiana mela.
Yeah.
So I understand. Hey, Helen, agare ntatolare. Hey, yano nga umpinyana bababe. Dura, eh, emanyana. Yeah, so nangu Helen, unkulunkulu wampolisa, uyakhula manje, ubayi teen. So during your teenage years, boy
Ish, I was very shy. My cousin used to say, your cousin, watane ke go khotsa ka kwa gae, o di tshe khone ka re ba go timilele jo, you know, dilawe teng phutile matsogo ka re ba go bethile. And they are always like, we never thought that there's something that God has hidden in you.
Yeah.
Look at you today. So growing up, I was extremely obese. Like, I was overweight.
Oh.
I remember my first year at high school, I was weighing 108 kg. The other day I was sick. I went to the clinic near the school. And the nurses there, they were screaming at me saying, Haibo, a child like you with this weight, what is wrong with you? And I went home crying. And they were bullying me. I had, you know, everything was just, I felt like, can I just die? Because of this bullying, I had a big calf and they would call me, but yo, unale potris. And then I was like, God, what have I done? And I just said, you know what, let me just hang in there. One day I'll do something with this body.
Yeah.
Because I believe in elimilwabungwana or, you know, eating, you know, ali sokola litosha bohobe every day.
Yeah.
Obviously that starch will just make you become huge and huge and huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up, then I left my high school, I passed, I got a bursary in the Free State. But before getting the bursary, I went to Valley University and I didn't have anyone to pay for my fees. Then I just automatically had to become a dropout. But on that period, I applied for a bursary to study nursing. And I was telling my friends that, not next year, I give homo. And I applied in the Free State. But hey, who said you are taken? I said, eh, lunala adlala, nakia mo. Bursary.
Yeah.
Inke meji, they will call me. I just had to have that stubborn faith that I'm going to get the bursary. I'm going to get the bursary. And I remember after applying around November, they sent me a letter. They already explained to me that if it's a small envelope, it's a rejection letter. If it's a big envelope, it's a congratulations. Then I got a small envelope. They said, we are sorry. Unfortunately, if somebody can say they don't want the bursary anymore, we will call you. But we have reached limit and you were the first person to get rejection on the top of the list. Then I said, okay, it's fine. Then I continued praying, say, God, you know my heart.
Yeah.
I got to nurse a person who was sick for that period after that rejection.
Mm.
And it was a male person.
Hmm.
I had to bath that person. It was a relative to where my brother married.
Yeah.
So you can just think, this person is not my blood.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting gloves and bathing this person, feeding him and doing all these things. And I believe by then God was testing me.
Mm.
Uguti, in nursing, it requires a person who will have a sympathy, and you will have to... Then I nursed that guy until December when he passed on.
Mm.
After he passed on, I think it was 3 days after he passed on, I received another envelope.
Wow.
And when my sister-in-law called me, I said to her, yo, they are rejecting me for the second time now.
Mm.
She said, no, let's just see. I said, open the envelope. When she opened, she said, first page is written, congratulations.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, it's not my name. Mm. I think they just missed the address somehow. I ran. I was in the bathroom. I ran. I put on my towel. I ran. When I got there, Helen Lokotan, congratulations.
Wow.
When I checked the dates, I said, oh, my God, now the date has passed away. I have to confirm.
Yeah.
And I called this other lady, Oslaki Pala. I said, Oslaki, yo, I received another envelope. Now they are saying they are taking me. And it's late. It's Christmas. She said, no, relax.
Mm-hmm.
January, we go there, you just tell them that you received your envelope late. And God was it. It was the beginning of my beautiful journey of my 4-year course. I remember I was so over the moon going to Bloemfontein to receive a certificate that we are awarding you a bursary, 4-year course. I was like, God, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? And I
so it course and the course year nursing still.
It's a nursing 4-year course. Yeah,
okay.
I did integrated management in nursing,
mm-hmm.
psychiatry,
mm-hmm.
and midwifery. So mm-hmm. I specialize in psychiatry,
okay.
and I'm a midwife. So, but now I'm working as a midwife because that's where I found my passion
mm-hmm.
as I was studying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And let's cut to receive the big envelope. Ukhohliwe ukuthi konje uthe kubangani bakho nakuyatsamaya.
Like,
you
it,
know,
it's just the power
of
the time.
Yes.
Because I kept on saying to them, no limponala mafelela, next year I'm not here.
Yeah.
And they were like, 2009,
yeah.
we are together.
Yeah.
And when I told a friend of mine, Ayona, that, friend, as I told you,
mm-hmm.
not a Free State.
Yeah.
I got a bursary.
Yeah.
Like she was excited, like mixed emotions. She was like, friend, you're leaving me. But she was like, yo, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Because, Ari, yo, Helen, when you are playing with us, you knew all along who was again.
Yeah.
When I was at my, we are Free State. Kirne kisa tibe, basa kawan karabo, anything. Around nema, come on. Hello tibe. So that's where, like you're saying, the power of the tongue.
Yes.
What we need to speak into the atmosphere. What
Amen.
You call
yeah.
is what... It will happen.
It will happen, indeed. Mm. O Helen vocal le khwatani o vocal logo nje uchazile ukuthi oh no besikhuluma off air besikhuluma off air ukuthi it's your stage name. So Helen unomsebenzi osebenzayo full time?
Yes.
And ngapha uya minister in music?
Yes.
Usibalansa kanjani lezi zinto zombili?
Well, I work shifts at my workplace. I work at a hospital.
Okay.
Like I said, as a midwife. So I will be 4 days in and mm-hmm. 4 days out.
Mm-hmm.
So I work night shift. I'm a night rider.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I always make sure that when I am off, especially mm-hmm. because now I'm a mother, I have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure that when I don't have any way to go and minister, like, okay, Sunday it's given, everyone should be at church. I have a church where I serve, where I am a minister, not serving as an artist, if I can call like that. So when I am off, I'm with my kids during the week.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to go and minister somewhere during the week still, I will go and be with my kids, but I know that at the certain time, I will go and minister. So sometimes I put in leave. Like now, I was in Northern Cape, I had to sign a leave because it was my working days.
yeah.
so that they can arrange somebody to come and assist the people that I work with,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So yeah.
that is how I manage it. The good thing is leave is there. I always put in leave mm-hmm. whenever I have to go away and minister, because I get calls to say, Sis Helen, can you come and grace us? We have an event or mm-hmm. we have whatever that they'll be having. Then I go there and minister. So that's how I get to balance my things,
yeah.
making sure that my work does not get affected mm-hmm. by my ministry, because yeah. we serve a God of order.
Amen.
So I cannot afford Uguti M17 bar. Yo, I what lapish? Milali sick. No, I get really sick because I don't want to call things that are far from me.
Yeah.
I just go to my manager and say, Ish, can I please be on leave this date to this date? Mm-hmm. They said, okay, fine. We sign it down. They take my leave days.
Yeah.
And then they arrange nicely somebody to come mm-hmm. and work on my behalf.
Kwamanje sona ma album ingaki.
Two. Yeah, my first album,
yeah.
it was recorded 2017 in the Free State.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I launched my music career professionally.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was doing, I think when we are studying, we will have theory and practical.
Yeah.
So during practicals, going to the wards at Bongani Hospital, then when I get there, I will sing it. You know, in the morning, we have mm-hmm. morning prayer. And so many doctors will be like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, geez, girl, you are in the wrong field. And I'm like, no, I'm not in the wrong field. I'm on the way.
Yeah.
So I will sing and other patients will come and say, where's that angel? There was mm-hmm. a certain angel. That angel was singing. I remember this other old grandpa.
Wow.
He never wanted to get off bed.
Mm.
That day I sing, Dade gima ya kaka wena, utwane tsiki toriso. He came walking.
Wow.
And people were like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see who's coming?
Yeah.
Then he was like, I heard a voice.
Mm.
I wanted to follow this voice. I wanted to come and see who is this
singing. Yeah.
And people were crying, doctors were crying, but yo, Nana,
mm-hmm.
you are in the wrong field. I said, I'm not in the wrong field.
Yeah. So, unkulunkulu,
yes,
ukubeke lapho ukuthi uzo preach the gospel,
yes.
but through in umculo.
Hmm.
Helen, uzo sixoxela kabanzi ngejourney yakho yomculo. Ithi ngikuthathe la, uthi phagama. So, le ngoma iphuma ku your first album.
No, that one is the single after okay. my first album.
Oh, okay.
I will tell how it got to the Parama
yeah.
well.
yeah. As I'm tatela o Helen vocal, it's Parama. Uti Parama.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
What a beautiful voice. Nomhlabelelo umnandi esuthulelo la ngo Helen Vocal sinaye lam sixoxisana kanye naye ngomculo wakhe and sibuka nje nokuthi ubuyaphi nalempilo ubuyaphi noNkulunkulu ukuze agcine la ekhona okuwukuthi manje uyamdumisa ngani ngokuhlabelela uzwile nje abaningi babathi wena uku a wrong field
yeah
kumele ngoba use studio use stage you know uyahlabelela kanti abazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlele kanjani iplan yakhe yini why akulethe akufake kule field and then ngapha futhi ukuphe a gift yokuhlabelela so uthi lapha gama ngiyacabanga ukuthi uyamphakamisa uNkulunkulu ngoba wayisindisa impilo yakho usemncane phela iatopsy henye into nje okuwukuthi i complicated and then esikhathini esiningi vela mabathi terminator isisu abaningi bayakwenza lokho ngoba abodokotela bazokutshela izinto eziningi okuwukuthi mhlambe lengane ngeke iphile and all that but yes ubaba wathi no mina uNkulunkulu ngiyazi ukuthi lo mntwana lo uzophila and naku uyaphila manje naku uyaphila and phezukwalapho uyamdumisa lo uNkulunkulu ukuthi wayisindisa impilo yakho so uthini la uthi phagama mudimo
ke re phagama wena o khoshi
ye
ke ya go leboga ke ya go phagamisa I wrote this song. I was married, and in my marriage, things happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was I nearly died.
Mm.
The abuse was to an extent where, I nearly died with my son, and I had to run and never look back.
Mm.
And I remember a lot of people. You know how pastors are. We know they are trying to build. They will tell you, "Hi, begezelela mtanam, pray. It's demonic forces. It's what." But now I prayed and got to a point where I saw that here, I just have to run because I was just seeing death, and I ran for my life. Mm. And I remember it was not easy. Like I had to even resign from the hospital that I was working in and come back to Polokwane and work home because I felt like I'm more safer at my home grounds than there where this person knew where to find me, how to find me, at what time, like all my moves.
So nele stalka pila pila.
Yeah. Then I had to run. I remember the other day. He broke the door. I psata le batika harafa re ke tla go bolaya. Ha ntse. And swearing.
Enga e kana kanetswa kae gwetsa getse.
You know, people are controlled by demonic forces. And if you allow them and not pray and say, "Hey, these things," and then when you start now putting alcohol and all these things first, it will just mess up your life.
Yeah.
It went to an extent where this person was drinking every day. I remember my son, when he was 3 years old, he would say, "Mama, they do stout, nyaga mapodisa, stout." And that thing touched me so deep to say, "I am damaging this child."
Yeah.
Because sometimes we feel like we are staying for the sake of the kids. Until we are destroying the very same kids that we are thinking we are staying for the sake of them.
Because
this is life. This is how life should be. And then I said, no, this is not life.
Yeah.
And when I left, that's when my son just became so peaceful. Like, that is like there was just a fresh breeze that came over him. And now he's growing and everything is going. So after that, when I survived everything, I wrote this song. Umurena wa marena, ukhoshi ya dikhoshi. Ke ya go rorisha, ke ya go phagamisha, ke re phagama. Because you saved my life.
Yeah.
The least that I can do is say, "Lord, you are good, you are holy, you are mighty, you are gracious." Because I saw the grace of God in my life.
Yeah.
Thereafter, then I just started writing songs, and God gave me this thing of just writing songs and that's when I recorded my second album titled Grace Kept Me. I was just talking about Mohawa Mudim o ile wampitla because I could have been part of the statistics. But yo ola bolaya ke monna. But because of the mercy of God, I remember papa ka rona rngwanaka mola gona ntongwe ile gore nge go shireleditse. But the angels of God stood before you and that man and say, "No, not this time. Not this
one." What I like your father. Wese ke morata papa hao. Yasinje uxoxa ngayo kusukela
Yeah.
Kusho ukuthi ubaba wakho always beka positive. Nanoma isimo besibonakala sin negative but always nale positive
ngwanaka.
Yes.
Every
and then
time.
A tsepetse mang mudimo. Yeah.
My father 4 a.m. he will wake up and pray. And he will mention all his children name by name.
Wow.
Now he's 96 years old.
Mm.
But he still wakes up 5 o'clock, he prays.
Mm.
He still knows who is who.
Yeah.
So most of the people when I post our pictures, people will go like, "Motswana le papa ha and even Ratswana," even the voice.
Yeah.
This voice, he has a very high pitched, beautiful voice, my father.
Yeah.
So I took most of the things from him. So writing the album Grace Kept Me, which was recorded last year November, and all the songs was just talking about the grace of God. There's a song, it's called He Runs Aku Kenza Nsobo Wawena. It's a vendor. It says, "I would like, Nsobo, it's your grace. I would love to thank you, Lord, for your grace that sustained me, that kept me through and through everything." There's a praise song says, Jeso Kiduchi Huwena. I was just saying that no matter what, come storms, come rain, I will stand and sit and believe and still serve you, God. Because there's nothing that dethrones him from his lordship.
Amen.
He is God, whether cheleteng, whether ketlala, whether kim, but he remains God. He's not dethroned by anything.
Amen. So yes, I'm impressed. Ngibuke ikhava yale album yakho, Grace Kept Me. Uyazi into engi-impressayo yini ukuthi ingoma zakho zonke zi-in vernac.
Yes.
But now into engimangazayo ukuthi you were nominated Guma Awards Urgant.
Yes.
So bazo understand kanjani lento ihlabelela la.
And actually the nomination came from the song Parama.
Okay.
There's a radio called Africa USA Radio.
Yeah.
That's where the CEO of the radio station, Mr. Mlamli Mia.
Yeah.
He's from South Africa. Ukhulelela eSoweto.
Yeah.
He's now Urgant.
Yeah.
He's the CEO and the founder of the radio station.
Uh-huh.
He was playing my song.
Yeah.
He said, "No, there's something special about this child."
And
Wanging Box, I would say, "Hey, Nyakbona man, I love your things, your Facebook posting and everything. I followed you and I see that you are just this child who just loves God, who just always talks about God and everything." And I sent the song Parama and he started playing the song. And then that's where I got this nomination from Texas via Africa USA Radio that was playing my song. Parama, when I wish.
Amen.
So I would say they wouldn't maybe understand the language, but God has a way of communicating. Like when you have the Holy Spirit, it will just make you say, "Oh, the song." You will just feel God's presence, even though you don't understand the language.
Yeah. We are singing Mtando Babu Mlamli. Yes, because all the time, or promoter, South African musicians.
Yes.
Yeah, akathi ngingale uthola ukuthi uyakhohlwa ngabantu bala ekhaya. Use LA ne?
Use LA, yeah.
Yes, but all the time ngiyambona nami ukuthi, you know, une passion yokuthi a promote our music and then I'll promote ngale. So today bayamazu Helen Vocal
because of him. Yeah, and I'm so grateful. So
so
yeah, we are on the International Female Soloist of the Year.
Wow.
And yeah, it's such a great, like, yo, I was like, "God, can't you unjani?" So people should vote for us. It's free voting.
Okay.
They can just go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.tgmea.
T-G-M-E-A. T-G.
M-E-A.
Okay.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get there, they will should just select. When you select voting, you go on the international. They have written Texas.
Yeah.
International. I fall under international. They will see a lot of UK, Australia, Canada. What? Mm-hmm. They must not give up.
Mm-hmm.
They must scroll until they see Helen Nkotani, South Africa.
I'm happy for you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Ngiyazi ukuthi uzobuya nayo. you know,
Yazin, this God, it's time. I believe God, when he said in his word that at the right time, mm-hmm. I, the Lord, will make it happen. You know, sometimes you feel like, and when God says, now this is the season, I have cleared your mind mm-hmm. of things that I believe as God, uguti. If you haven't matured, mm-hmm. they could kill you.
Yeah.
So I believe now Mudimo Urile was saying, Kinako.
Yes.
Kinako. Mm-hmm. And I'm also nominated for the She Millionaire Awards. Mm-hmm. They are in Limpopo as the emerging entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I am into network marketing and I am also a mental health coach.
Oh.
So they've selected me on that part and also on the Ministry of Music.
Yeah.
I'm also nominated there. So people should just follow me on all my handles so that they can be able to follow what is happening, when and where. Because Engzo and represent, guys, like
a woman,
hello?
Many heads. Sikhuluma ngo Helen vocal. Yeah. Okay, so utheke for ukuthi bakuvotele ku kulama awards wase Texas, bangena ku website ethi TGMEA.org and then scroll until bathola South Africa.
No, it will be Texas.
Okay.
The first block. The second block will be international.
Okay.
On that international, it will be three categories.
Mm-hmm.
International Male Soloist of the Year, International Female Soloist mm-hmm. of the Year. That is where they will find Helen. Under a lot of list, we are all there, all these people who are there in the countries.
Yeah.
Like they will see the names and the countries, UK, Canada, what. But as they are scrolling down,
mm-hmm.
Helen Khotani is there.
And then Bainzani will click at the box.
They will click the box and then scroll down, say finish. After saying finish, and then there's a part where it says leave a comment. They can just leave a comment to say that Helen Khotani, we are behind you, or Helen Vocal, we love you, we are behind you. And then when you say submit, it will give you a message, a response saying you have successfully voted for this person.
Mm-hmm.
They can vote as much as they can. Zero rents.
Amen.
You're not paying anything.
Okay, as pinda sithathe I break lana and then uma sibuya mhlambe amazwi akho okuvala mhlambe ukhulume nabantu ukuthi ba hopeless ikakhulukazi uma kuza emculweni because sihleze sibabona kukhona abantwana abancane abakhulayo and bayathanda ukuthi bangangena emculweni but abazi ukuthi which channels okumele ukuthi bawathathe asikhulumeleyo emveni kwalokho
hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM
come and ask your questions share your concerns experiencing life on 657 AM
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app. Which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
So, Helen, in closing, ongathini kuwo wonke umuntu olalele kwamanje?
Well, I can just say to everyone who is listening, gore, hey, ke tabulela ka sepedi ke be ke bue ke bulela ka segogo.
Okay.
Ntho e ke nyakang go e bolela go bana ba gaeso like dikgaitsedi tsaka ke gore ba be le patience because everything it has its own time. And besides that, look what COVID did to a lot of us as musicians.
Yeah.
People who were only depending on being a musician.
Yeah.
It became very tough.
Mm.
So what I can say is to encourage them, go to school, study, have a career that you can say whatever that can happen, you being in the music field, you can fall back on it.
Yeah.
Even if you can't say I'm leaving my career totally, but I can take both of this, my career and also my ministry, and grow them together like I am doing. You can still do that because, like you are saying, the life is it's too expensive.
Yeah,
it's extremely expensive. Find something to do. If you are not working, you will be able to put food on the table for your kids.
Yeah.
So what I can say to them, go, let's stand up and work hard and do something with our lives. Mm-hmm. Let's just not sit and say, hey, Agnam Sevens, yeah, but Agnam Sevens, create something for your own self.
Amen. Helen, sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ushare nge-life journey yakho, ushare nange-ministry yakho. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi mhlawumbe in 5 years to come uzobe sowurelease, I don't know, 50 albums.
Definitely. My MD was like, Eileen, next year we are doing something. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all yours. Let's work. Let's work.
Yeah. Siyabonga kakhulu. And then utholakala kuphi mhlawumbe kunalaba thi singathanda ukuthi uzosibusisa ngomculo, izinto ezinjalo?
Yes, I am available. There's this WhatsApp number that they can call. It's 071-611-2667. They can WhatsApp this number. It's my manager, Bongi Gladness.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also find me on my page, Instagram. It's Helen_vocal. Facebook, Helen Vocal. That's where they can get a hold of me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you.
Asimphelezele ke uHelen ngalomculo kaOletta Adams ethi Holy is the Lamb.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.